Work-life balance is a bunch of bullshit, and here's why. The truth is, if you want to be an entrepreneur and you want to take over the world, you want to have one of the most successful companies, you want to bring in unlimited amounts of income and revenue and impact an unlimited amount of lives, you can't have a work-life balance, especially in the beginning. This podcast is going to be all about the work-life balance for entrepreneurs. And the truth is, it's not what you expect, and it's a lot of baloney that's out there, and I want to clear up a lot of these misconceptions. Welcome to another episode of the CEO Lawyer Podcast. I'm your host, Ali Awad. Let's get started. So if you've ever heard of the topic work-life balance, or hey, I want to be able to spend time with my family and go to the gym and exercise and take vacations and work a little bit, make some money, invest a little bit, you can't really do all of that and be successful at all of them. You can try. But if you want to be an entrepreneur, I'm going to tell you what the secret is. And I'm not going to wait until the end of the show and try to keep you waiting until the very end. I'm going to relay the secret to you right now. The truth about work-life balance is that you should be looking at it from a life perspective of all the years that you have on this earth versus a day-to-day perspective. And what do I mean by that? When I started my law firm from the trunk of my car when I was 26 years old, I was not going to the gym every single day. I was not going to all my family events and outings. I was not hanging out with friends. I was not doing any of the things. In fact, I probably got a little bit depressed and went a little bit too deep on the other end. But I knew that it was going to require several years of sacrifice and unlimited work. It meant the moment I woke up to the moment I shut my eyes every single day, I was invested and I was 100% focused on my law firm. And that momentum that you build in the beginning is what's going to catapult you to success in the future. So if I didn't spend those first 3 or 4 years of my law firm career really focusing every single day, putting in 90, 100 plus hours every single week, networking, meeting with as many doctors and lawyers and professionals, and learning everything that I could, joining every single mastermind, joining every single event that I could possibly get my hands on, there is no way I would have the law firm that I currently have today. And now, 5, 6 years into it, I can tell you, having a multi-million dollar law practice that generates 8 figures a year in attorney's fees, not in settlements, I can tell you that it was well worth it. And now I have the luxury of being able to invest more of my time with my son, with my wife, with my family, with my friends. I have the ability to enjoy more vacations. I have the ability to build the physique that I've always wanted. I have the ability to pursue other passions and hobbies, but that's because I'm looking at my work-life balance on a lifetime scale and not on a day-by-day basis. So I understand that we have obligations to our family. I understand that you have friends that need you sometimes. I know you're going to have some things that come up that are going to require your time, your attention, your focus, but there's no way that you can attend to everything. I mean, the common saying is, he who chases two rabbits catches none. Well, what do you think it means if you're chasing after 10 different things in your life? What's going to happen? And if you're an entrepreneur and you have 5 different businesses, what do you think is going to happen with all of those businesses? You're not going to succeed at any one of them. So I'm going to tell you about this story of when I started my law firm and the entire backstory of how I became the CEO lawyer and how I built my multi-million dollar law firm. And it's not the typical story that you will hear where, oh, I just grinded and like looked for every single opportunity and really just tried to focus on one thing, which I did, but it was more about cutting out everything else than focusing on one thing. Before I started my law firm, I had a successful retail store, Joker's Audio, that I was running in Kennesaw, Georgia, while I was going to undergrad, and I had multiple online businesses. I was selling cars on the side. I was, in all sense of the word, I was a young hustler just getting my money. That's what I was doing. And I knew exactly how to make money online. The problem was I didn't feel a true sense of reciprocity to the world, meaning I was getting all this benefit for myself and I wasn't giving anything back. It felt like I was just kind of hustling for myself and I was taking all this money and just grabbing. And there wasn't any sort of benefit to other people. And the truth is, I love cars. I love fixing them up. I love wheels and tires. I love paint jobs and, you know, rolling around with candy or chameleon paint and big ass rims and thin low profile tires and hydraulics and low riders. I love all that shit. but it's not a benefit to society. So I was getting to a point where the work just wasn't as fulfilling. It was nice to make money, but also it's not like I was making a life-changing amount of money. I was making six figures just selling stuff online and running my store, but it wasn't a happiness that I had inside. And I had to make a decision. If I wanted to take my law career seriously, I had to cut everything else out. Even though I had an eBay store that was running on autopilot where I was making sales consistently, it was still taking my time to respond to customers that had questions. It was taking my time to do the shipment and the fulfillment because I was actually selling electronics in-house, meaning I'd have a big stack of amplifiers and subwoofers and rims, tires, and I would be the one that's actually packaging them up and shipping them off. So I'd be the one going to FedEx, I'd be the one going to UPS, the USPS, whatever. It was me doing all that work. And let's say that took 5-10 hours of my week every single week. In addition, going to the car audio store, we're open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And just like how the world works, at 7:52 p.m. is when that $5,000 customer is gonna walk in. And so it was just a lot of drain on my time for the week. And I knew that I needed to change. I knew that I had to leave good to become great. And one of the most difficult things that I had to do was not responding to great deals. Like, I love wholesale deals. I love buying things on closeout. I had an opportunity to buy all these Lexani rims on closeout, 20-inch, 22-inch wheels, staggered wheels. If you know anything about wheels, you know Lexani is one of the best brands in the world. You know that staggered wheels are super hot. Staggered just means that they're wider in the back, 9-inch wheels in the front, 10, 10.5-inch in the back, or even 11 if they're 22-inch. They fit on all the cars and all the people that have cars that would be willing to spend money on them. And I got this amazing closeout deal, and I think I spent like $50,000 on these rims. I got a bunch of sets of rims. I bought these tires on closeout. I had a tire machine in the back of my shop, so I would mount and balance the tires, and I would post the pictures of these wheels and tires on Craigslist. And I was killing it, dude. Like, I was doubling my money, tripling my money on every single transaction, and it was incredible. And doing that when you're in college, where you can make an extra $2,000 or $3,000 on every single sale, and you love it. Like, someone pulls up in a brand new Dodge Challenger or a new Camaro, and you get to fix them up with a nice set of rims. You see that grin on their face. It's a rush, and I loved it. I loved every aspect of it. But I couldn't be an online entrepreneur and a car audio and wheel salesman and a retail store manager and be able to spend my nights and weekends with my friends and family and hanging out. That was not possible, especially when you add to it a law school 3-year commitment plus trying to build my own law firm. So I decided that even though I spent all that money, the $50,000, I used it on a credit card that gave me a balance transfer. It was 18 months where I had 18 months to pay it off, and I was only paying 3% balance transfer fee. There was 0% interest for those 18 months. I decided that I was just going to liquidate all those wheels and tires and just get rid of them. And for some of them, I made a loss. Some of them, I broke even. But I realized that instead of dragging myself for the next 12 to 18 months, selling all these wheels and tires, talking to customers on Craigslist, taking calls at 9, 10, 11, 12 at night, every single night, because that's when people decide to text you when they're from Craigslist, dealing with prospective customers that are probably going to be a headache, someone has a credit card that doesn't go through, or they, you know, cancel the transaction on their end, they come in with cash, they come in with fake cash sometimes. I've seen it all. I was not going to be able to take that business seriously if I wanted to become a successful lawyer. And so I had to give up all the potential income, the $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 that I could have made from selling all those wheels and tires. I had to give up my eBay business that was basically just printing money and running on its own. I had to give up my graphic design company, which was literally just me making stickers for people. And every time someone wanted a graphic or a sticker or something for their car, I can charge them 10, 20, 50 bucks. And it was easy money. Like, I was just good at it. But I couldn't do all of those things plus be successful at my law practice. And so when 2012 rolled around, I was graduating from undergrad and I had an opportunity to go to law school part-time. And I thought that, all right, I got all these businesses kind of going right now. Maybe I'll just go to law school part-time. And God intervened at that moment. And it was through the director at the Georgia State University College of Law. Somehow, she reached out to me and decided to give me a scholarship if I was willing to go to law school full time. And even though my plan was to still run these businesses while going to law school and extending it for four to five years, we have this saying that goes, أنت تريد وأنا أريد والله يفعل ما يريد, which means you have a plan, I have a plan, but God is the best of planners. And the plan was that I needed to give up everything else and focus just on my law school career. Now, you might be saying, well, hey, man, you had this opportunity. You could have still made money. You could have still done these things. Law school, especially in the first year, in most schools, they make sure, they mandate that you do not work any other job. And if you do, it's a very, very small minimum requirement, like 10 hours a week, because you can't both be a successful law student and have other work obligations. So it was almost like I was forced and squeezed out. And to be honest, I still tried to do it, but within the first few months of the first semester of law school, I realized very quickly it was impossible to do all these things. And I had to make a decision of whether I wanted to take my law school career seriously and go all in, or if I wanted to dip my hands and dip my feet in both waters and sort of be half pregnant in both of them. That was not going to work. So I gave up my car audio business. I gave up the online businesses. I gave up my graphic design company. I gave up selling and hustling cars on the side. And even though it took me about 4 years to transition out of it, by 2016, I was finally full-time personal injury lawyer. I was working at a firm making 40 grand a year. Here's how stubborn I am. Even when I was working at this personal injury firm, I still decided to start a tax and accounting firm while I was working a full-time job. A lot of people don't know this, but while I was working as a full-time personal injury lawyer at a local personal injury firm, I decided from January to April, I wanted to start a tax and accounting firm that was about 30 miles away from where I lived because it was in the hood and I knew it was a good location to be able to get people to come in and do their tax returns, and it was an easy way to make some money. But even then I realized, man, there's opportunity with the tax business, there's opportunity with accounting, there's opportunity in my business. And again, I had to give up the income and the potential from that other business. I had to give up good to pursue great. And the reason I'm sharing all this with you is because you will get tons of opportunities throughout your life. You're gonna get opportunities to make so much money in so many different ways, so many businesses, so many investment opportunities. But the money you don't take is way more important than the money you do take. And if you're focused on a work-life balance and you say, look, I just wanna take this, you know, nice job and this cushy position, and I don't wanna really worry about spending all of my time at work because then I'm not gonna be able to enjoy the balance of everything else, I don't encourage you to be an entrepreneur. You have to be willing to eat for 5 years if you're a true entrepreneur. And then even after 5 years, you have to know there's no guarantee that you're going to win. But if you go at it with that perspective, where I know I'm gonna work for the next 5 years, no matter what happens, I'm gonna go all in, I'm gonna learn everything I can about this industry, and I'm not going to look at anything else. I'm gonna have laser focus, I'm gonna have these blinders like a racehorse and go straight for my goal, I promise you magic's gonna happen. You start building momentum. You start getting stacking wins on top of each other. And before you know it, you look back and you have 50 plus employees, multiple offices, a cash flowing business, and now you have the luxury of options. So my point in this podcast is this: work-life balance for entrepreneurs is not the same as everyone else. If you want a work-life balance where it's on a day-to-day basis, you wake up in the morning, you can go to the gym, spend some time with your family. By 8, 9 a.m., you check in at work. By the end of the day, you check out so that you can have your nights and weekends off. That's great. And if that makes you happy, then go for it. But if you want to have a successful business and you're a true entrepreneur in your heart, you can't look at work-life balance, and especially with the way society deems it today. It's become sort of a scapegoat for people that are just too lazy to get the work done. They say that work-life balance, or hey, you know, it's all about balance. Like, oh, I'm gonna go out with my friends tonight, or I know I'm gonna skip this workout because it's all about balance. I'm gonna eat that extra ice cream. I'm gonna, you know, I'll answer those emails later. It doesn't work like that. To this day, I still have a laser focus on my business and my personal injury firm, on my brand. And I know that and I don't have to do it. I've actually gotten to a point where I don't need to work anymore. But I do it because I know that it gives me only more opportunities and more options to have that balance that I would seek on a lifetime scale. I know that what I'm buying right now is time for my son in the future. What I'm investing in right now is a company that gives me the opportunity to travel and see the world and have homes everywhere in the world if I wanted to. This is the work that's required right now. There's no 40 or 50 hours a week type thing. That's part-time in my opinion. 40 hours a week is not even a fourth of the total amount of hours in the week. How can you say if you're working 40 hours a week, you're working full-time on your business? If you're not putting in 80 to 100, you're still part-time in my opinion. And if you're not doing it for at least 3 to 5 years, you don't have what it takes. You need to focus for at least 5 years on one thing, laser focus. If you have the ability to still maintain a decent health, still maintain a decent lifestyle and relationship with your family, that's fantastic. But it's secondary to your primary goal. Your primary goal is your business. You focus on it for 5 years, it's gonna give you everything else you want and it's gonna give you the real balance for entrepreneurs. So the next time you hear someone talking about work-life balance, if they're an entrepreneur, tell them to listen to this podcast because it's not what you might think. And if you feel like you're ready to take that entrepreneurship step, you're ready to start your own firm, start your own business, I beseech you, I implore you, and I beg of you, do not start a business if you have tons of other obligations right now. You don't start a business to make money. That's not what businesses are for, because the business only grows and thrives if you reinvest everything that you make into it, and you have to continuously do that. I know so many of my competitors that right now are spending all the money that they're making because they got a big lick. You know, they'll settle a case for $1 million, $2 million. And instead of taking all that money and investing it back into their businesses and learning the process of marketing, developing, creating more systems, instead they're using it for their own personal gain and their own happiness, temporarily happiness. And I know I'm gonna crush them. I'm gonna eat their lunch. And that's the truth about entrepreneurship. This is a battle. This is a competition. And unless you're ready to go to war with everyone that's in your arena, don't step in. This is real. And I promise you, if you go into it with the mindset of, I'm going to forget about everything else for the next 5 years and just focus 100%. It could even be on your fitness. I want to go 5 years of just unbelievable clean eating, working out, and that's it. I'm gonna spend the next 5 years memorizing the Quran, memorizing the Bible, memorizing the Torah, whatever your religious intentions are and your goals are. I'm gonna spend the next 5 years just being the best absolute dad or spouse or son to my parents or the best absolute friend to all of my colleagues. Spend time, invest that time. Wherever you seek opportunity and wherever you seek advancement in your life, don't look at it from a balanced perspective. Look at it from an extremism perspective. That's where you're gonna see the real results. All right? I hope this has helped. I hope this has given you some insight as to work-life balance. It's probably not what you wanted to hear, but it's the truth. I'm attorney Ali Awad, the CEO lawyer. Join us next time on the next CEO Lawyer podcast episode. We're gonna go a little bit deeper into the business of law. And I think whether you're a lawyer or a professional or just someone that's interested in business, you're gonna get a lot of value from it. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you on the next one.